This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of fat stimulus checks and the sun being out and all that, and the hope that it's going to last, allow me to introduce to you the topic of business inventories. The Census Bureau reported today that wholesale inventories are going up. Those are the businesses that supply retailers stocking up ahead of the sun being out and the fat stimulus checks getting spent. Marketplace's Justin Ho has our inventory story today.
Wholesalers are basically the middle step in the retail supply chain. They buy goods from manufacturers that they're hoping to sell to retailers, says Tim Fiore with the Institute for Supply Management.
So they're speculating on the future. So wholesale inventory growth is absolutely an optimistic indicator.
Optimistic because wholesalers believe consumers are going to be spending more. And that's already starting to happen, says Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House.
Products are just flying off the shelves as soon as retailers can get their hands on them.
House says that's a sign that the economy has plenty of room to grow.
Sales could be even better if we could actually get our hands on the supplies and products that consumers and businesses want.
House says some of those products are stuck in the supply chain right now because of the congestion that's been clogging up U.S. ports.
And so we have cargo that's sitting in ports waiting to be offloaded or waiting for a driver for its truck chassis. And so that's getting caught up in the inventory levels that we see.
So wholesalers are staying in closer contact with retailers to get a better idea of what they'll need, says Brian Yarbrough, consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
A lot of wholesalers are trying to figure out ways to improve the supply chain, be more nimble, be quicker.
Yarbrough says wholesalers will ramp up inventory throughout the summer. But at the same time, he says businesses are thinking about the fall and winter and what happens when government relief aid wears off.
Okay, so demand's really good, but how much of that is demand that's going to stay and how much of that is more stimulus driven?
Yarbrough says wholesalers are likely to keep increasing their inventories, but at a pretty slow pace. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.